And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call 910-251-6088. We come on the air this election morning with some breaking news across the United States. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is dead at the age of 84. Of course, Cheney served under President George W. Bush during his administration, the September the 11th, 9/11 attacks, and of course was seen as the architect behind the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The former vice president died due to complications of pneumonia, as well as a vascular disease and some cardiac issues. A statement from the family just released just a couple of minutes ago reads, "For decades, Dick Cheney served our nation, including as White House Chief of Staff, Wyoming's Congressman, Secretary of Defense, and Vice President of the United States. Dick Cheney was a great and good man who taught his children and grandchildren to love our country and to live lives of courage, honor, love, kindness, and fly fishing. We are grateful beyond all measures for all Dick Cheney did for our country, and we are blessed beyond measure to have loved and been loved by this noble giant of a man." So that is the news that we are tracking this morning, breaking just about 30 minutes or so ago. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is dead at 84 years old due to some health complications. We'll continue to track that throughout the day. Well, here stateside this morning, here across North Carolina and many other states, it is Election Day 2025. I had a conversation on the Carolina Journal News Hour this morning with Dr. Andy Jackson from the John Locke Foundation, and it is disheartening is not even the right word to describe it. It is so sad and pathetic to see what voter turnout is for these municipal elections. I mean, this is nothing new. It's not a North Carolina issue. It is just voter turnout in off-year elections, which is what this is, when you don't have a big ticket item at the top of the ballot, you don't have a president, you don't have Senate, you don't have Congress or anything like that. It is so disheartening that voter turnout is so low. I mean, it is so disheartening that 16, 18, 20% voter turnout is the norm in a municipal election. But unfortunately, that's exactly what it is, what it looks like, and likely what it will be today. And while early voting numbers, at least across New Hanover County, are up a little bit, I mean, all in all, voter turnout is still probably going to be in the low 20s when everything is said and done coming up later tonight. So this is what you need to know for individuals who plan on voting today. Polls are now open. They opened at 6:30 this morning, and they are open for 13 hours until 7:30 p.m. So you've got a little over 12 hours to get out and vote. If you are wondering whether you have an election today, if you're wondering whether you have something to vote on, head on over to the North Carolina State Board of Election voter search tool. And from there, you punch in your first and legal last name. And with that, it will show you first your voting location. And if you see that you have a sample ballot available, that is the indication that you have an election that you can vote on today. So show up to the voting address. It's probably a church or a school, and you will be able to vote until 7:30 tonight. If you do not see a sample ballot listed, then you likely do not have a municipal election that is going to take place. Voter ID is in effect, so if you are going to show up and vote today, which of course I'd highly encourage you to do so, you will have to bring a valid form of ID. For the vast majority of individuals, that valid ID will be a valid North Carolina driver's license. Make sure you have that. If you don't, you're not going to be able to vote. You'll have to fill out an ID exemption form that claims by by the way, with the threat of perjury, that you have a legal exemption to not have a valid ID, which is, if you just left it at home or didn't bring it with you, is not a valid excuse. So you will need an ID for your ballot to count. If you are somebody that votes by mail, absentee by mail, unlike in years past, you are required to have that absentee by mail ballot in the hands of county election officials by 7:30 tonight. So if you are still hanging on to that absentee by mail ballot, do not put it in the mailbox today. Do not try and mail it today. It will not get to the Board of Elections by 7:30 tonight. You need to you yourself need to drive it over to the Board of Election Center, which is their office, and drop that off and make sure that it is in the hands of county election officials, or it will not be counted. If it shows up at the Board of Elections in the mail tomorrow morning, it's not going to be valid. It's not going to it's not going to count. So make sure, if you still have a mail ballot in your possession, or if you have any family members that do, make sure they get that out today. And unlike during early voting, same day voter registration is not permitted on election day. So if your name is not already listed on the voter rolls, well, unfortunately, you are not voting in this election. Go through the process to get registered so that you can vote in the primary coming up in March. So that is some of the information for those that are voting across the state of North Carolina today. We'll, as we have done, we'll, of course, talk about what's going on locally. But a big statewide, one of the biggest elections that, of course, is being watched is in the city of Charlotte. They have been in the national spotlight, getting a lot of national news and coverage over the last couple of months. This is, of course, in part due to insane amounts of rising crime taking place in the city of Charlotte that has literally harpooned them to the front of the national conversation on violent crime in major cities. And so you've got Democrat Mayor Vi Lyles, who is seeking re-election in Charlotte. And unless something dramatically changes in the voting block in Charlotte, says we're sick of the crime, we're sick of the people leaving our police department, we don't like the lawlessness that exists, you'll likely see more Democrat control in the city of Charlotte and continue down the path of becoming the next San Francisco, the next Los Angeles, the next Chicago. All of these cities with exclusive, almost 100% control by Democrats. And for the city of Wilmington, that is on the ballot today as well. There are currently two Republicans that sit on the Wilmington City Council, Councilman Luke Waddell and Councilman Charlie Rivenbark. For Councilman Rivenbark, he is not running for re-election. He has served his time and he is not running. So his seat is up and he is not running for re-election. Councilman Luke Waddell is running for re-election. And with those two seats being up, it puts Republicans in a position where if their performance is not good, if Republican voters do not show up today and cast their ballot, that when we wake up tomorrow morning and do the show, we will be talking about a Wilmington City Council government that is exclusively 100% controlled by Democrats. And we know what the end result of that will be. You will continue, if you are a lucky resident in the city of Wilmington, you will continue to see your property taxes go up. We know the tax and spend policies that are continually pushed by the left. You will see a continued erosion of the, unfortunately, erosion of the Wilmington Police Department, as city council, in many aspects, I would argue, has not done a great job with trying to retain officers within the Wilmington Police Department. So you're going to have major issues going on for that. And it is going to put the city of Wilmington in the same discussion with Charlotte and Asheville and Raleigh and Durham and all of these other major cities that are exclusively controlled by Democrats. And so for voters today across the city of Wilmington, this is what you've got on tap. Do you want to see more left-wing policies brought to the city of Wilmington? Do you want to see more tax and spend policies where your property taxes skyrocket year after year because, as we know how Democrats govern, we just need more money. We just need more money. We need to pay for more of this. We need to pay for more of that. We need to give ourselves a raise. We see it all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. This is not fear-mongering. This is the result of Democrat elected officials controlling government. And for Republicans, they have a huge opportunity tonight to hopefully push back against that. And this is what the sample ballot is going to look like for those that are voting in the city council elections today. You've got a three-way mayoral race taking place. Two Democrats, the longest-serving mayor in Wilmington, Bill Saffo, is running for re-election. Former County Commissioner Jonathan Barfield, who was kicked off the commission back last November, he was not re-elected to the county commission, is seeking re-election. Is seeking now to become the mayor of the city of Wilmington. And then you've got a Republican, Billy Craig, as I have always noted, no relation to Billy, great guy. We're just happen to have the same last name, no relation there. He is running as a Republican, trying to bust the ballot there and provide the first Republican mayor in Wilmington for Wilmington in the better part of 40 years. So that is what you'll see at the top of the ticket. You head on down to the city council race, and this is what it looks like. You've got a Democrat, Clifford Barnett, Democrat, Shakima Clinton-Quintana, Republican, Richard Collier. Sean Guillermo is not running. His name is on the ballot. He has dropped out of the contest, so if you vote for him, you are literally wasting your vote. There is he's not running. He's withdrawn from the contest, so even though Sean's a good guy and all, there's no reason to vote for him. He's not running. J.C. Lyle is a Democrat, well-known in the community. Kelly Roberts, Jr., also running as a Republican. Cassidy Santaguita running as a Democrat. And current Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell running for re-election after he was elected back in 2021. And so this is the race that is unfolding, and we are going to watch play out in front of our very eyes over the coming hours this afternoon, this evening, and likely, hopefully, getting some of those results not too late tonight, but at a decent hour, so that we can have a pretty good idea as to what is going on and what will be going on for the city of Wilmington moving forward. And that's really it. I mean, the voters in the city of Wilmington, which I will be the first to admit, I am not a voter in the city of Wilmington. I live in the county, not the city itself. This is what you've got on tap for today. And so if you want more out-of-control tax and spend policies, if you want soft-on-crime, if you want more progressive ideals, then sure, vote for Democrats. That is exactly what you will get with the election of people like Shakima Clinton-Quintana, J.C. Lyle, Cassidy Santaguita, and Clifford Barnett. That is, you will get more of those out-of-control radical policies from those individuals. If you want some balance, if you want some conservative ideals to be brought forward, then it's very simple. You need to vote for Richard Collier, Kelly Roberts, and Luke Waddell, and support Billy Craig for mayor. Plain and simple. That's really what this boils down to. We have seen what happens in cities where Democrats have almost exclusive control. And even right now on the Wilmington City Council, you've got five Democrats and just two Republicans. And so it's very tough at governing as the minority party. We've been talking about that a lot over the last couple of weeks as it relates to the government shutdown in Washington, D.C. It's hard to govern in the minority. But it's good to have that voice in the room. And if Republicans and right-leaning unaffiliateds do not show up and vote today, the city of Wilmington is screwed. I'm just going to be perfectly blunt and honest with you. The city of Wilmington will head down the path. You can guarantee this. You take this to the bank. I don't make election predictions and try and predict politics. It's too dynamic of a sport to predict. I can guarantee you, with Democrat exclusive control on the Wilmington City Council, we are on the fast track to be Asheville. We are on the fast track to be Raleigh, Durham, and we are on the fast track to be Charlotte. I can guarantee you that is what is coming down the pike with Democrats exclusively controlling the Wilmington City Council. So that is what we are looking at. That is what that sample ballot looks like for supporting the Republican candidates. This is the official sample ballot of the New Hanover County Republican Party. You can read more about all those candidates over on their website, newhanovergop.org, and view a copy of that sample ballot. So that is what we are watching locally and across the state, keeping a very close eye on those elections in Charlotte. We then turn our attention to what is going on nationally. There are some pretty big contests that are taking place across the rest of the country as well. We'll start in Virginia, where you've got a gubernatorial race that does not look good for the Republican candidate here. You've got a Democrat in Spamberger, who, according to the Real Clear Politics average, has about a 10 percentage point lead over Earl Sears, who is the Republican. Both women, regardless of what happens tonight, Virginia will have its first woman governor in the history of the state. So that will be happening tonight, regardless of what candidate wins. But this is, it's not looking good for Republicans in Virginia. We saw Glenn Youngkin come to power in Virginia back a couple of years ago, has done a really good job trying to hold off some of the left-wing radical ideals that are pushed in a state like Virginia, with so many individuals so closely tied to the federal government, so many individuals working in Washington, D.C., but living within the state of Virginia, not living in the district themselves. So that puts the state of Virginia in a very tough political spot. An upset from Glenn Youngkin a couple of years ago over men and women's bathrooms and some school choice decisions brought him to that. But unless this polling is just dead wrong, which I don't believe that it is, I'm not a Virginia voter, but unless the polling is dead wrong, you are going to see a Democrat governor make their way back to Virginia. We'll then turn our attention to New York City, where this race is pretty much all said and done. President Donald Trump getting involved yesterday, endorsing independent candidate, former Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo in this contest. There was a recent poll yesterday from Atlas Intel that showed Mamdani with only a 5-point lead. Looking at this data from Real Clear Politics, it would appear that this Atlas Intel poll is very much an outlier, as Mamdani has enjoyed a 10 to 15 to 20% advantage in pretty much every other poll. So I would assume, now the Atlas Intel poll does have a much larger sample size than many of these other polls. It's about 2,400 people, but unless every single other poll is wrong, and this Atlas Intel one has kind of cracked the code, the race for mayor in New York City is probably not going to be very close, and we will likely know pretty early into the evening as to what the result is going to be, which is likely going to be Zohran Mamdani, a self-described socialist, a self-described communist, leading the Big Apple. What will that mean for midterm politics? What will that mean for the midterm election coming up next year? It remains to be seen. I'm of the mindset that as it stands right now, this is probably, while it sucks for those that live in New York City, this could be a good opportunity for Republicans to kind of put Mamdani up on a pedestal as to what is wrong with the Democrat Party being the face of the radical out-of-control left. So there could be a little bit of silver lining in that. But this race, according to all polling, it looks like it is pretty much said and done in New York City. So you'll likely have Mayor Zohran Mamdani as we head into the evening tonight. And then finally, the other race that we are keeping an eye on, this one is very, very close. When this is the race in New Jersey for governor there, the last Republican governor, Chris Christie, winning in 2013. Jack Cittarelli, who is the Republican candidate for New Jersey governor, is pretty close. I mean, you look at the average here, the Democrat has about a 3-point advantage. That's within the margin of error. I mean, and you look at, there was a poll out again from Atlas Intel yesterday showing the Democrat with a 1-point lead, a Hill poll earlier this week with a 2-point lead for the Democrat. This is a pretty close race. And if Republicans get out to vote in New Jersey, then there is a strong possibility that Jack Cittarelli upsets in that contest and becomes the first Republican governor of that state in over a decade. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that race as well as we head into the evening hours. And, some folks, it's kind of interesting when you look at this, there's a couple of different ways that you can break down a municipal election like this. I'm not of the mindset that this election is any indication of what is going on nationally. And the reason I say that is because in these off-year elections, it is very hard to, I think, draw parallels between what is going on right now and what will be going on in the midterm elections. Now, outside of North Carolina, of course, what we were talking about earlier, when you look at Virginia, you look at New York, you look at New Jersey, there is a high-level contest, either governor or mayor, that is likely to draw a significant amount of individuals to the polls. But even with these important races, governor, mayor, voter turnout still is not crazy high. You might see voter turnout around 55, 60, 65%. But when you compare that to the general election, like a presidential election, where you've got voter turnout in the mid to high 70s, close to 80% in most states, it is a significantly smaller voting population. So the reality of this is pretty simple. Democrats are going to win in Virginia. Democrats are going to win in New York City, and they very well could possibly win in New Jersey. And so what I suspect that we will see taking place tomorrow morning is we will see, or even later tonight, you are going to see the media begin to frame this as a complete and total rebuke of the Trump administration. You are going to see Democrats start rolling out that this is an indication that the American voting population is showing up and standing up against MAGA Republicans, the radical right wing of American politics, and say that this is a correlation and this is likely what is going to happen in the midterm elections. And we'll watch and see how that coverage plays out. I will be the first to admit I don't think that you can draw those parallels from a municipal election like this. I don't think that you can say, oh, well, because the municipal midterm municipal elections are not drawing out well for Republicans, that you will see this translate into a big win for Democrats next election cycle. I mean, it's still very far out, but this is the Real Clear Politics average on the generic 2026 congressional ballot. Democrats are only enjoying a plus 3.6% advantage over Republicans. I mean, this is nothing that the Democrats are running away with at this point. And when you look at, you know, this most recent poll, this CNN poll, giving Democrats a 5-point advantage, this is a registered voter poll, which is not accurate. You need a likely voter poll like the one that News Nation did of almost 1,200 people. Registered voter polls don't work. You need a likely voter poll to pull out some of that information and pull out some of that data. So we, at this point, just kind of wait, watch, and see. And for many municipalities, right, you look at, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, you look at a place like Charlotte, you look at what is going on there, it is a city that has got a large Democrat population. The city of Wilmington, I've said this privately, I'll say it publicly now, every single election cycle going forward for Republicans in the city of Wilmington is going to be worse than the last. Plain and simple. You have got a larger group of Democrats that are moving into the city of Wilmington, that are registered in the city of Wilmington, that are active in the city of Wilmington every day that goes by. And so it is going to get tougher and tougher for Republicans to win elections in the city of Wilmington. We're not quite to the point of a Raleigh or a Durham or a Charlotte or an Asheville, but unfortunately, and I don't say this with any sort of glee, I'm not happy to report this to you, but the reality is, it is not going to be long, could be 2, 5, 10 years before the city of Wilmington is completely lost and gone, where you will have no moderate voice, where you will have nobody to push back against ideas. Now, I'm not a fan of one-party control, one-party rule. I do think having an opposition party, a strong opposition party, is a good thing. I believe it helps the party that's in the majority lead and govern better, plain and simple. I mean, and when you've got municipalities, when you've got cities that are so overwhelmingly controlled by Democrats, and there is no voice of opposition. I mean, when the most moderate candidate on a city council or a town council is a radical left-wing extremist, there's no exchange of ideals. There's no reason to have to justify what you're doing. And unfortunately, as we have continued to see across the country, that is likely what is going to happen in the city of Wilmington if Republican voters, of which there are plenty, do not get out and vote today. So in closing with that, that is my call to action for voters across the city of Wilmington today. Get out. Vote. Make sure that Democrats do not have a 7-0 majority on the Wilmington City Council. Plain and simple. It is so unfortunate. I mentioned I was talking to Dr. Andy Jackson from the John Locke Foundation. In 2023, the last municipal elections statewide, you had voter turnout in 2023 for the municipal elections statewide was 16%. 16% statewide. Now, there's some reasons for that. In many small towns and areas, you don't have contested races, so there's really not a reason to show up and vote. But we'll see probably, I don't know, 20-25% turnout in the Wilmington elections coming up later today. It's incredibly unfortunate that that is the case, but that is what we have come to see with these municipal elections that are taking place. I'm just pulling up the 2023 results here across New Hanover County just to show you. Yeah, this was the 2023 election. Now, I'll note that this was New Hanover County as a whole, not just the city of Wilmington. So it did include Caroline and Curie Beach. But even with that, in 2023, voter turnout was just 21%. Just 21%. Again, not just the, I don't know, maybe I can pull just the city council members and see what that percentage was. Yeah, so it's just showing 21% was the turnout. And as you'll remember from the 2023 elections, Democrats swept. David Joyner, Celette Andrews, Kevin Spears, the top three vote-getters, three seats were up, three Democrats won. Ousting Neil Anderson, who was an incumbent, John Lennon, not successful, Catherine Bruner, not successful, the three Republicans running in that contest. So it is important. There's a lot that is on the line for the city of Wilmington tonight. We will be watching those results. I mentioned yesterday a little bit of a change of plans that I was going to do an election night live stream tonight after chatting with some folks within the Board of Elections. I'm not immediately clear what time those results are going to be available. They could be available as early as 8:30 and then trickle in. It could take as long as 10 o'clock. And I just don't have 2 hours worth of content to just sit here and talk about when I wasn't able to secure any guests for the election night coverage tonight. So we're going to pass on that. I will, be keeping folks up to date on social media. If you are on X or Facebook, head on over and you can follow me on X at Nicholas M. Craig. You can like the Nick Craig Show on Facebook. I will be posting a local election results tonight, and then we'll be back tomorrow morning to do a deep dive of what happened in the city of Wilmington. We'll look at what's going on in Charlotte, some of our other municipalities in Brunswick and Pender counties. We'll take a look at Virginia, New York City, New Jersey as well. And of course, some of the immediate national media attention and coverage of these elections. So not going to do a long show here this morning. Plain and simple, it is election day. Do your research. Hopefully you've already done your research on your candidates, and make sure you get out and vote today if you want to see change in the city of Wilmington, if you want to see change in Brunswick County. We've got some comments coming in our Rumble live chat. Get ready. Brunswick County is ready to do a changeover in some of our assembly. You know, this is an opportunity. And I caught an interesting, I didn't catch it. I was having a discussion, as I mentioned, with Andy Jackson from the John Locke Foundation. Because a voter turnout is so low in these municipal elections, your vote counts and matters no matter what, whether you're voting in a municipal, a general, or a midterm election. But because a voter turnout is so low, your vote is so much more impactful in municipal elections in comparison to a midterm or a general election where there is a president on the ballot. So if you have not decided whether you're going to vote or not, would highly encourage you to do so. Polls are open until 7:30. Make sure you know where you're going, the correct voting location, school, church, and those polls are open until 7:30. Bring an ID and you should be good to go. So stay tuned to our social media channels coming up tonight, and that is where we will be watching election night coverage, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning to break all of it down, walk through all of the details. There's a possibility, because of the voter turnout, that a couple of these races are too close to call, and we will have to wait for additional provisional ballots to be officially approved or denied by the State Board of Elections. By the local county board of election. We'll be tracking and watching all of those details throughout the evening. You can stay tuned with that on our social media channels on X and Facebook, and of course right here tomorrow morning on the Nick Craig Show. So that's going to do it. Get out and vote in your local municipal elections. We appreciate Melissa Gott and the Law Group for their continued support. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. We'll be watching the elections tonight. Have full coverage coming up for you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook, right here on the Nick Craig Show.